Gettle, whispered Weiss impatiently to the skinny. Is she awake? Gettle spoke without taking his eyes from her.
Well, I thought she was.
Weiss surveyed the area warily.
Well, never mind now. Just bring her in. Come on,
he ordered bluntly. With one last glance around, he slipped back into the shadows of the doorway. Gettle pushed a lock of black hair away from his face and bent to lift the girl. She lolled lifelessly in his arms. Then they too were gone. I gave them maybe 2 seconds before I started my splashing, sloshing way across the clearing toward the doorway. I stopped just outside the opening, listening. I knew it was coming, but that didn't mean I wanted to become a part of it. I heard footsteps just inside the door on a rickety stairway that creaked and rustled rhythmically. I slipped inside and followed the sound. In the dim lamp shining down the stairwell, I saw her make her move. He had had her in a fireman's carry to negotiate the narrow passage. She began by driving an elbow into the back of his neck, collapsed, stunned to his knees, arms up to protect his face, her feet dribbled against his chest, a flat-handed smack against his forehead. Then she leaped easily over him and trotted down the stairs and froze stock still before me. Her eyes shone wide and spectacular in the lamp. So deep, so green. Emeralds floating, glistening. I blocked her first forearm, sidestepped the kick, and brought her shoulder out of position for the killing blow by pulling her roughly and unexpectedly to me. She gasped as her eyes, her incredible eyes, met mine. Was it recognition, astonishment at her effect on me? Was it a reciprocal delight? Maybe. Possibly. I blocked another forearm, slipped a flat-hand uppercut, twisted beside her kick, and did nothing. Nothing at all. I didn't fight back, had no thoughts of doing so. I just didn't want her to hurt me. Or maybe, I thought suddenly, I just don't want her to leave. And as I hesitated with that thought, she left, slipping past me and out into the black afternoon and mud. She was gone. I closed my eyes. Hers floated clearly still before me. Such eyes! Gettle was coming too. I wrestled him out of his impossible position on the stairs.
Come on, Gettle, we've got to get to Weiss, I urged him.
Huh? What? Weiss?
He mumbled dazedly.
Yeah, Weiss, come on.
I added conspiratorially,
we've got to tell him what really happened.
He sat up, holding his head.
What are you...
Hey, the girl, where's the girl?
That's it, Gettle, the girl's gone off. We've got to tell Weiss. Hurry up, damn you.